Morning, everybody. This is News Radio 94.9 890 KDXU. It's Wednesday and time for Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care Show. Here's Richard and Kaylee.
It is great to be here this morning. This is, again, just another glorious day in St. George and Southern Utah. And it is always great to be here and share what we think is important on this radio program. Andy, how are things going for you today?
Well, if I could push the right buttons, everything would be perfect. But other than that, it is great. Could you order a more perfect day? I mean, it is beautiful.
Wow. It is. Another beautiful day. That's why we're all here, Southern Utah. Yeah. It's beautiful.
Definitely one of the reasons.
And people keep coming. This is just a
growing metropolis.
Oh, it is. We're not building them fast enough, I guess, which, you know, that kind of degrades the one of the parts of this community. But
yeah, mixed feelings.
Anybody who's ever moved here doesn't really have a place to say, hey, nobody should be moving here. So
yeah, even me, I've been here 27, 28 years, and I can't say, well, I mean, I wasn't born here. I wasn't raised here. So right. I can't be hypocritical and say, you can't come.
Right.
That is too bad.
Right. How's your leg doing?
How's your foot? My bum foot. It's slow.
Slowly. Oh,
you know, you know how they tell you when, well, it's going to be 6 to 12 weeks of recovery.
Yeah.
What they really mean is it's going to be 12 weeks to recovery. They don't say the six, just ignore the six.
12 to 20.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So we're getting there.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's good.
Yep, that is.
Back to hiking.
Someday. Pickleball. I miss pickleball really bad.
Yeah, that would be good. We'll get together. When you're fully up and ready to go, you let
play?
Me know.
You guys play?
No, but I'm willing to try.
Oh, come on. We've played a couple times. I'm just a little out of shape. Especially now with COVID. I use the excuse of not being able to get out there because of COVID. And boy, did my muscles atrophy.
Yeah.
The number, by the way, 60% of Americans say they've gained weight in the last year because of COVID-19. And the average weight gain? 29 pounds.
Oh my gosh, I'm in good company. Yeah. I'm with that statistic, sadly.
I'm right there, yep.
Oh, sad.
So it's time to get out and do something, you know, pickleball or the county fair that's coming up. You know, we're walking around there, won't hurt you.
Next Wednesday is the fair open. Next Tuesday is the parade.
Yeah, that's right.
Exciting.
That is.
Hey, so Andy, remember last week?
Mm-hmm.
We, on our radio show, you know how sometimes we say things on this program and it becomes very evident that we didn't really explain it well enough?
Yes, I do that all the time, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, we got a few calls from doctor's offices. We got quite a few calls from people who thought we must be mistaken.
Yeah, so we're going to talk a little bit up front to revisit this, and I hope my friend that really misunderstood what we said is listening today. And if you are, hello, hello, good morning. We're glad you're back with us.
So this is not a correction, a clarification.
It's a clarification, yes. So first, we love receiving phone calls or emails, faxes, texts, however you can get in touch with us. We love hearing from you, our Southern Utah friends. It helps us know what is relevant and interesting for this community.
And we really appreciate knowing that you think we are offering good information.
Yeah.
Information is not well known in the community. It's great to know that people are choosing to listen to this broadcast over some of the other things that they could be listening to or watching or reading, you know, on Wednesday mornings at 8:30.
And keep in mind, we are ever evolving to bring you more resources, services, and information. We are the Senior Elder Care Radio. We are your senior, all things seniors resources. So yes, we are Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, and that is the business and the purpose of us coming here. But we've realized how important it is to add the information to help seniors navigate this very difficult healthcare system and to realize just how much is out there and available to you if only you knew it was available. Which brings us back to what happened last week.
Yeah, well, we got a call from a medical assistant who thanked us for hosting Elder Care Radio and then said that she wasn't aware of the program that allowed Medicare recipients to be chauffeured on 20 medical-related trips each year. And she had a patient that had a hard time getting to their appointments. And so she was, you know, looking to see if this really was a thing and that we could get that taken care of for them.
And I'm happy to say we were able to arrange that transportation, and that is free of charge based on your Medicare program. just like our providing hospice and palliative care can be totally free. But we had to postpone the appointment because Medicare requires 3 days advance notice for scheduling. Any doctor's office that has patients that have transportation issues, please let us know. We'll be happy to make sure that your patient is eligible, and then we'll arrange the pickup and return trips for your patients. It is a really great service. I kind of wanted to expand on that just a little bit. We have another friend who listens regularly. She's not on our service, but she was talking about she and her husband giving up their license. With the amount of traffic that is here in southern Utah now, she finds herself nervous on the roads at those busy periods. Sometimes I find myself nervous on the roads with those busy times. But so she asked us, heard us, and asked about the program. And in her specific case, we were able to look at her Medicare program and say, you know what, you do not want to change Medicare programs in order to get that service, because she had such a great medical program that came as part of her retirement over 2 decades ago. And she should not change her program. However, we were able to show her that by giving up her license and no longer having registration fees and insurance, she still saved more to give up her car and her driving privileges and take either Uber or Lyft. So in her case, it was wasn't bad to give up her license, and she and her husband were able to talk about it and decide that one of them gave up their license and the car, the other one's just kind of holding on to it in the garage for a little while to try it out. But again, we're just kind of helping the seniors navigate and make decisions that are best for them as individuals. In that case, it wasn't a benefit to her to opt on to the other Medicare program. But for most of you that didn't get your Medicare retirement package as part of your retirement, it's you probably already have the ride service available to you through Medicare. So give us a call. It's any Medicare Advantage program offers those rides. And I kind of veered off course, so go ahead, Richard. Yeah.
Well, so we'll just move ahead in our conversation. So let's talk about what that program could be and how it might affect people. Again, if you look at having 20 rides available for any medical, you know, issue, I don't think most of us are going to the doctor every 3 weeks, you know, throughout the year. And so it should cover all of that. And so if you have if you have four doctors and you're visiting every one of them every 3 months, you're still going to have all of those rides covered. You don't have to worry about it. But there are some other things that we can look at in this that might be of real use, and that is being able to use these rides more effectively to help us throughout the rest of our days. A trip to the store to get a prescription is under this program a medical ride, which means that you could make it all the way to your local grocery store, drugstore, free of charge, and be delivered and picked up. And if you happen to be carrying a few bags of groceries on the trip home, nobody's going to care.
Order them in advance. Pick them up on your way out the door.
Right. So I think there's a lot of things that this community doesn't know that we would like to continue to introduce, and we've been doing that over time. But it's interesting that even in the medical community, this was unknown. Like I said, we had this call from one of the medical assistants, and they had, they were surprised that it was there. They didn't believe that it was really a program.
And right. And I mean, her comment was, there's no way. How come this community didn't know about this? How come nobody's talked to us about this before? There have been so many times that patients have had to cancel their visits because they, can't drive, aren't feeling up to it, or have had surgery, or their ride provider isn't available. And she wondered why, nobody in the community knew about it. And that's exactly why we're here, to help you navigate and find resources for whatever your need is. So please feel free to give us a call. We haven't mentioned our telephone number. Our office number is 435-477-6999. Again, it's 435 877-6999, Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care. We are your senior resources in addition to being a hospice and palliative care provider.
So if you're getting to the point that you don't feel comfortable with your driving, that you're a little nervous on the road, or maybe your family has commented that they're a little nervous with you being on the road, there are plenty of ways that we can help alleviate that and how that can possibly help. So let's go a little bit deeper into that. You use the example that it might be worthwhile to consider not owning a car and not driving. And I think, you know, we all just expect that we are going to need one, but if the programs are there and we look at the financial part of this, I think it may be for some people really worthwhile to consider doing it differently. It's not just going to the drugstore. I mean, if you have to go to the optometrist and they happen to be in a shopping mall where there's some other stores that you want to visit, congratulations, medical visit, free transportation.
Right.
Those are, it's just a way of looking at this a little differently, but let's look at the financial side. Because as we've talked to people and many of them have started considering whether or not they should or really want to continue driving.
Well, and let's be honest, for our seniors and as we all approach it, giving up your license is a terribly stressful thing. It just feels like you're giving up your independence. But what if you weren't giving up your independence at all? What if you could still take rides with Lyft and Uber and the cost advantage was just an economic choice instead of a forced issue over age.
Right, because we can look at the cost of fuel, the cost of tires and windshield wiper fluid and oil and so
okay, maintenance,
so,
right?
So that cost would go away. But let's look at the bigger part of this. What would happen if you sold your car today? How many thousands of dollars would be in your bank account that would be there for you to use as you see fit?
And then no more registration, no more insurance, no more gas payments, no more maintenance.
Yeah, I mean, registration's how much a year? You do
gosh, you're going to, I don't know.
It's a couple $300, and that's every year that you're paying that registration. And insurance, you know, there's some interesting facts about insurance. As you get older, your insurance goes up because your likelihood of being in an accident is greater. But once you get above 59 years old, that's when the rates really start to go up. According to the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety, the number of accidents, the number of fatalities in accidents, and the average yearly premium starts to rise as we enter retirement age. The average insurance for somebody who's 70 to 79 is $1,556, and almost double that once we become octogenarians. Octogenarians. Andy?
What's an octogenarian?
80-year-old plus.
That's right.
So good.
Yeah, so $1,556. If you didn't have to pay that, $300 if you don't pay that for registration, if you're not paying for gas and everything else, what are our options in that?
If you only save $1,500 a year on car insurance every year, that would be a round-trip ticket to Edinburgh, Scotland, and you'd still have almost $500 for a place to stay and eating every year, or about 10 days at any number of all-inclusive resorts around the world every year, or a 12-night Ultimate Southern Caribbean cruise from Fort Lauderdale on Celebrity Equinox with airfare every year. That is living your best life. And at least for some of it's living your best life.
Right. But $1,500 is also enough to rent a place to have a family reunion every year, or enough to visit all your grandkids no matter where they are in the U.S. You know, those are all things to consider. How are we really working this, you know, our finances to get the most out of it? It'd be certainly enough to, you know, to
pay
save
for those Uber or Lyft rides.
Yeah, every Uber and Lyft ride you might need would be covered in what it saves you in those costs.
Right. But we understand that it's still giving up your independence, or at least it feels like it is. So if you can take a more positive approach or look at it and look at all the positive things, and now that you also know that Medicare will pay for all of the trips related to your medical needs, maybe you can see it as a positive and not so negative.
Yeah, we're not trying to encourage every senior in Southern Utah to give up their cars, or, you know, to have that extra room in their garage, or to live that better life and travel, or, you know, just do things that you enjoy more. But it is interesting to imagine how that might actually, you know, change our lives a little bit for the better.
Just a quick public service announcement that we should all take control of our own health. Be your own best medical advocate. Be fully informed. Ask your medical provider for your complete medical history, doctor's narratives, and plan of care. Since we or the more mature of us are going to the doctor more and there are more medical things that affect us, we should take an active and informed role in our best medical care.
Right. Keeping in line with the NCAA championships that just passed. Get off the bench and be a key player on your own medical care team. When it comes to your own health, the difference between winning and losing is how you play your game. So we think that's important. We wanted to take a few minutes to explore some studies that have been done about the effectiveness of palliative care. One study published in the New England Journal of Medicine titled Early Palliative Care for Patients with Metastatic Non-Small Cell Lung Cancer.
Now understand, palliative care can be for any illness, non-curative illness or chronic illness. However, this study was specifically done with metastatic non-small cell lung cancer patients.
Right. They took a specific set of people and applied two different methods of medication, two different methods of medical care, and found that there were some significant differences in the outcomes. So, now, I want you to know that the internet is a great place when it comes to finding information, especially about medicine. If you know what medical conditions you have, it would be well worth your time to do a little reading about them. What are the long-term effects? What are some of the things that we may be able to do to solve the problem? Or what changes can we expect as this disease progresses? Those are all very important things to consider.
If you don't know what medical conditions you may have, you can always Google the drugs that you are prescribed. That'll kind of indicate what direction your doctor's going with you. Find out what the side effects might be so you can recognize problems even before they get too bad. And while you're at it, you should find out if there are conflicts between the medications. We've been surprised how many people that we've seen that are taking two or more drugs that shouldn't be taken together. But remember, you have a number of specialists. And when you go to one specialist with a problem and then the next one, each are addressing their individual specialty. And so sometimes crossover medications happen. And if you're not being your own best medical advocate, sometimes you're actually causing yourself, you know, more difficulties than need be, which brings up another patient that called us last week in chronic kidney failure, congestive heart failure, liver disease, a number of complications. The doctors talked to them about going on palliative care. Medications were readdressed. Our doctor was able to look at him and say, oh, we're going to drop down just to these four primary medications addressing your issues. And he has rebounded exponentially, actually getting out of bed and handling his own ADLs and wondering if he's going to be able to graduate from hospice, which does sometimes happen.
ADLs, activities of daily life.
That's right.
Just so you know. All right. So this study, early palliative care for patients with metastatic non-small cell lung cancer, the conclusion was pretty straightforward. Among patients with metastatic non-small cell lung cancer, early palliative care led to significant improvements in both quality of life and mood as compared with patients receiving standard care. In the results, there were 151 patients who underwent this process, and they randomized them, and they took the results of providing these two separate levels of care. And the first thing they said was patients assigned to early palliative care had a better quality of life than did patients assigned to standard care. That's a pretty straightforward statement.
Yeah. It means if with palliative care, you live longer. That's pretty impressive. In addition, fewer patients in the palliative care group than in the standard care group had depressive symptoms.
That's also, if we're looking at quality of life, not being depressed and living just a generally better level of life, that makes sense. But right. This one is really the key point, I think. Despite the fact that fewer patients in the early palliative care group than in the standard group received aggressive end-of-life care, median survival was longer among patients receiving early palliative care. That means that they didn't go after the aggressive, another round of chemotherapy or radiation. They just said, no, I'm just going to live my best life. And because they chose that, they lived longer. They lived longer. They were happier. They lived better lives in general.
And maybe we can emphasize the difference wasn't just negligible. In fact, so for the palliative care group versus the standard group with depressive symptoms, palliative care group was only 16% versus 38% depressive symptoms without palliative care.
Significantly more than twice the number of people, 2.5 times the number of people were depressed if they were taking aggressive life, end-of-life measures to try and protect themselves. In the longevity, 54% of the people lived a better life on the palliative than, or lived a longer life, sorry, on palliative versus 33% on aggressive care.
And can I just say that in these numbers, the palliative care recipients lived 11.6 months longer versus the 8.9 months of standard hospice care. Now, there's significance here. Let me expand on this because we're on the radio and sometimes we leave some things out by accident. So without any hospice care, okay, if you have hospice, you live 8.9 months longer on average. If you have hospice blended with palliative care, you live 11.6 months longer. I think it's significant to mention here that Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care is the only provider of a true expansive palliative care program in all of Southern Utah. That's why we're here. We came to introduce palliative care to Southern Utah. So you should know. And seniors, you don't know what you don't know. You may have had lovely experiences in the past, but you don't know what you're not getting until you give our office a call.
So when we take this in for just a moment, patients that attempted everything they could to live longer didn't. Those right. that said, we're not going to cause problems for our body to try and,
and stress.
Address that problem. So let's look at what those conditions are. For this lung cancer, chemotherapy would be common, radiation would be common. And if you don't know, chemotherapy just wreaks havoc on the body. Not only do you lose your hair, but you lose your ability to get out of bed in the morning. You lose your, ability to eat. You're just constantly nauseous. There are just so many things that are negative. And just about the time that you are recovering from that, from the effects of that treatment, you then go in for another treatment. And so you've got just month after month of misery. And they found that it doesn't increase life. So now we've taken our life and not only shortened it, but made it miserable. So those are things that we really think you should consider when it comes to radiation. I mean, that causes real damage throughout the body, long-term damage. And so those are certainly important things. And we wanted to cover more of this, but Andy just gave me the 1 minute sign. So in closing, there are a lot of hospice companies in Southern Utah, but we are the only ones that have an expansive palliative care program. Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care is family owned, licensed, and accredited. Since hospice is all about choice, you should choose the only hospice company capable of providing you a palliative care team that will help you achieve your goals and bring you the best quality of life.
And you do not need a doctor's referral. You can call and find out in advance. Call us today.
Yeah, our telephone number, 435-477-6999. And we will just talk to you. There's no pressure. That's all about choice. We just want you to be fully informed, and we hope we've intimated that on the radio. We just want this community to know what their options are. So we really appreciate this opportunity every week to speak with you.
Call and find out what palliative care is. Pathway Hospice and Palliative Care, 435-477-6999. Call us and let's see if we can help you live a longer, higher quality of life.